Don't go chasing jackpot claws. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that chill you. Oh, hey, y'all. What's up? Carolina jackpot time. Chickity check, check. Checking in on Monday morning. That means it is December the 21st. Just a few more days till Christmas. Good Lord. There's some sour grapes this morning on Twitter, on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, wherever you choose to view your social media. There are sour grapes everywhere about two things: playoffs and the Gamecocks getting into a bowl game. You know what, are there other things that we could choose to talk about this morning? Let me explain something to you. I'm sorry that you're upset that at 2-8 the Gamecocks got into a bowl game, Tater fan. I'm sorry that you're upset about that and that you choose to make a mockery of it. Thing is, we're in a conference that has a lot of bowl tie-ins, guys. Just got a lot of bowl tie-ins over this way. Had a lot of games in the SEC, canceled due to COVID issues this year. Gamecocks didn't have any games canceled. None. Zero. No postponements. Nothing. No cancellations. You know, and that just is, you know, as much as I couldn't stand Will Muschamp, that's a testament to his staff, the players, their discipline, taking care of themselves, taking care of their bodies, taking care of the other team, taking care of their fellow students and classmates. Hey, they did what they had to do. They were careful, and they got all their games in. So now, even though they're coming off of a horrible season, they're getting rewarded for it a little bit. Yeah, I mean, LSU opted out of a bowl game. Yeah, if LSU had chose to stay in, we probably would not have made it, because LSU would have been in over us. It's not our fault. It's not our fault they made a bowl game. So just, I mean, shut up about it. We're facing a tremendous challenge from a conference champion in that bowl game as well. UAB is a very, very good group of five team. And make no mistake about it, this ain't your grandpa's UAB. This is the UAB of 2020. And it's take no prisoners time with them. Got an excellent defense. Got a good quarterback. It's going to be a hell of a game. We're actually an underdog going into this thing. Not worried about it. Underdog's been covering all year. Won't be any exception on the day after Christmas. No exception the day after Christmas. Gamecocks going to take care of business in Tampa. Gasparilla Bowl. Love it, man. Love it. The Pirate Ship, Pirate Festival. I always loved pirates. Always have. Even when I was a little kid, I dressed up for one on Halloween until I was 14 years old. Dressed up as a pirate every year. So it's just fitting for me that we are going to a bowl that has to do with the Pirate Festival. Great stuff. And, you know, I can understand the sour grapes coming down the pipe. You know, a lot of teams would be jealous. A lot of teams would be, you know, getting to go to sunny Tampa, Florida. Not everybody can go there. Some people got to go to shitholes like Boise and Mobile, Alabama, Birmingham, New Orleans, Charlotte, places like that. We get to go to sunny Tampa, Florida. Tropical Tampa. That's what I'm going to call it. Trop Tampa. Anyway. And then the Tater Man over here on the radio this morning. I'm listening to them bitching for a solid 10 minutes riding down the road about who got selected to go where in the playoffs. And here's my thing about it. Tater Man, you're in the playoffs! You're in it! You're seeded number two. That's where you should be. So what are you bitching about the other teams being there? Who cares? Who cares if a butt-fuck state gets put in the damn college football playoff? It doesn't matter because you're already in there. You know, why are you griping about Ohio State getting in the playoffs? You know, is that the right decision? I don't know. I really don't. I mean, they're undefeated. Are they one of the best four teams in the country? When their game is on point, probably so. They probably are. Have they played like one of the best four teams in the nation this year? Absolutely not. But, you know, there weren't a whole heck of a lot else to choose from. I think that Texas A&M got the shaft and that they put Notre Dame in there strictly for name recognition. And that's basically it. I mean, that's ridiculous. If they got in, yes, I know, they finished the season undefeated. Whoop-de-doo. You know, they beat Clemson when, you know, your defense was down. You know, we're missing quarterback. Whether or not the quarterback thing would have had a tremendous effect on things, I don't know. But you were missing the quarterback. That was one of the things that wasn't taken into account, though. They got blown out on Saturday. And then less than 24 hours later, they're sticking them in the playoffs. And I know that Texas A&M got blown out in September by Alabama. Everybody gets blown out by Alabama, right? Yeah. And, I mean, at least Texas A&M showed something in that game offensively. At least they came back and punched Alabama in the mouth when they were down 14-0. And then they kind of got leaned on a little bit. But Notre Dame looked as flat as a damn pancake on Saturday against Clemson on both sides of the ball. And you can sit here and tell me, well, that's because of what we did. That's why. It's because they're facing a team that really should be ranked number one in the country. Well, you know, that remains to be seen. Maybe true and maybe not. I happen to think they're not that good. They're not that good. They almost got beat by Louisville. They almost got beat by Louisville. Didn't play all that great against Florida State. Oh, a terrible team. Yeah, and then you want to besmirch Texas A&M. Man, they just went out and handled business all year long. They didn't play any bad games against any bad teams. Were their wins flashy and impressive? No. You know, their biggest win of the season was 45 points against the Gamecocks. But anyway, we won't talk about that too much. They should have been in. It's all about money and name recognition with Notre Dame. And you know what? Texas A&M has a lot of money, too. It's probably the richest college football program in the country. If you look into the statistics on that, I believe they'll bear me out. But they don't have the name recognition of Notre Dame. So, you know, Notre Dame getting in makes me kind of feel like Joe Biden, you know, old dirty Catholic. But anyway, I'm still not happy about it. But that's it, guys. Taters on the radio, bitching 24/7. We'll be bitching for 3 or 4 days about who's in the playoffs when it doesn't freaking matter. It doesn't matter because you're already there. If they don't deserve to be in the playoffs, then guess what? You should have no problem steamrolling them, right? Right. Shut up about it. Woo! Go Gamecocks, UAB. You're going down in a blazers of glory. That sounded dumb. You're just going down the day after Christmas. Bank on it. Hope you enjoy what Santa Claus brings to you on the night of the 24th. Because on the 26th, you ain't going to be having such a great day. I'll see y'all later. Peace. And I'm out. Go Gamecocks. Spurs up to my toes up, baby. Woo!